Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. The holiday season is beginning, and if you're like me, it feels joyful and kind of comforting, and also mildly panic-inducing, because it creeps up on you, right? December comes around, and it feels like all these holidays are right around the corner, and with so much left to do. You might feel behind on your gift-giving and planning and decorations, even though we're in a pandemic, with a lot of those things being on hold. But if you're like me and feeling like you're running behind on your December to-do list already, take some comfort in this. There are still places out there that haven't finished a pretty key item on their November to-do list, which is counting the final votes in the presidential election. For example, on December 1st, so nearly a month after the election, New York City released its absentee ballot count final totals, and there are still more votes left to count elsewhere in the state and in a few other urban pockets throughout the country. All in all, 19 states have yet to formally certify the results of their elections before the Electoral College meets on December 14th. And for New York City, right, it's not like there was suspense about who was going to win the presidential race. It's one of the most democratic places in the country. But what those votes do is give us a better sense of where things stand with the popular vote. Since, after all, New York City is the most populous city in the country, and its ballots are overwhelmingly are breaking for Joe Biden. For context, okay, on November 10th, exactly 1 week after the election, and right after that weekend when we knew definitively that Biden would get to 270 electoral votes, Biden's lead in the popular vote stood at about 4.6 million. As of yesterday, so about 3 weeks later, that became 6.2 million. And as of this morning, after a big batch of Biden-friendly New York votes were finally counted, it's up to 6.85 million. And so the true nerds, like our friends over at the Cook Political Report who are tracking all this, say that what is still out that remains to be counted is probably going to push Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump in the final popular vote to above 7 million votes. 4 years ago, by the way, Hillary Clinton's final popular vote lead over Donald Trump was only about 2.9 million votes. So all of that means that Donald Trump's final vote percentage remains just stuck below 47%, and it's unlikely to go anywhere but conceivably a tick down rather than up. That makes the last Republican presidential candidate to get more than 50% of the popular vote, that would be George W. Bush all the way back in 2004. But Democrats in three of the last four presidential elections did get more than 50%. Obama twice, and Joe Biden, with the exception, of course, of Hillary Clinton, who, of course, still won the popular vote, but came in at about 48%. That's, I know, a lot of numbers, but it begs a couple of questions. First of all, how can we reform elections so that we're not waiting a month to get a final picture of how the country actually voted? And two, how unsustainable will our election system and the Electoral College be after an election in which Joe Biden won the popular vote by 7 million votes and won the Electoral College by the same margin Donald Trump won by 4 years ago, and yet still faces a huge chunk of voters stoked by unfounded allegations from the current president who somehow think that Joe Biden's win isn't legitimate? I mean, sorry, not to add to all of your holiday stress, but just questions that need to be addressed. For now, I guess maybe we should deck the halls some more, not wreck the halls, at least for one more day. That's a lid for us. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.